Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your lives.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. Mm-hmm. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So the wisdom of the elders is something that has pretty much disappeared in our youth-oriented culture, and it is perhaps sorely missed. And today's guest, Dr. Anita Sanchez, is the author of The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. And that listener is you.
Well, today's very special guest is Dr. Anita Sanchez. And for years, she spent, well, actually four decades sharing Indigenous wisdom with executives and their teams all over the world. And she's written a book, which is now a best-selling book, calling upon all of humanity to remember how to work and live together. And the book is called The Four Sacred Gifts. It's Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. We've been following these themes, and you know us, you know, we're learning right along with you. So it's wonderful to have an expert who's actually immersed herself in these studies. So, Anita, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, you know, we pick our books, Anita. I don't know if we've ever said on air how we do it, but we pick our books by the energy of the writer that comes through the book. And this is how we pick the people that we interview when they have books. And of course, your energy was quite beautiful and very clean and clear. And of course, it reached out to me the minute the book came and said, read me, which we did. And this is how we got you. So I think we're going to start off with your book is based on a prophecy called the Eagle Hoop Prophecy. First of all, tell us what that is and, you know, when was this formed and what does that do for us or why should we know about this eagle hoop prophecy?
Yes. Well, indigenous people, many of us live a lot by visions, by having prophecy, a vision, basically a picture, a sense of what is life ahead. So back in 94, an elder, Don Coyas, he didn't have a dream. He had actually a vision. And in that vision, it said to call forth elders from different traditions all around the world because human beings need to remember. They need to remember how to be in right relationship with themselves, with other people, and the earth. And so there was a call, and 27 elders came together from all over the world, and in a weekend, they prayed, they sang, they chanted, they together built this hoop of a tree branch and hung 100 eagle feathers on it. Mm. And at the end of their ceremony, Spirit told them, put these four gifts in there for all humankind so that they will remember again how to create harmony and balance by being in right relationship with each other. Mm. So that's how it came to be, and I was volunteering at the time with indigenous youth, teaching them what I teach leaders and corporations. And I was so fortunate then because I was able to receive, to actually be in the presence of the hoop and receive the four gifts.
Mm. Mm. That's beautiful.
You know, it's so interesting because when we think of prophecy, modern people think of prophecy as really kind of an anachronistic term because we're so far removed from that kind of indigenous knowledge, and we kind of only give it weight if it's in the far distance. So why this one now?
Well, and part of that prophecy was that it was going to get worse. We were going to be deeper in a tough winter time where all the different, we would be seeing all the facts, all the science would be showing us how things were falling apart, were in disarray. And that is why the practicing of the four gifts was even more essential than ever. So starting with oneself, and then, of course, the impact of what we use goes out. I do want to say something, though, because I know from listening to the two of you that you do know that prophecy, you're so on it that it seems anachronistic to people, that something that's so far away. Yet the reality is the way our bodies and our brains operate, science is actually affirming, not that we need affirmation, but what the original wisdom keepers always knew is that we're really powerful, and we get to choose how we, not only what we do, but our thoughts, our presence, our very energy. And so it actually is coming true that more and more as science gets clearer, we're knowing the power of visioning, the power of imagining what is possible, even though all the facts are to the contrary. So what has come alive is that now more than ever, we need harmony, balance. We need to know that we're connected to one another in the midst of so many things from economics and social issues and all these different arenas and environment that things are in such disarray and an illusion of separateness is so strong right now.
Yeah.
So now is the time more than ever for us to be very conscious and choiceful about how we're going to be and do in the world right now.
You know, another thing that's really fascinating about it, and I really got that from reading about how this was formed and how the elders came together. Consciousness expresses in so many ways, but you start to recognize how consciousness has parallel events. So the formation of this, you know, you talked about, or the elders talked about, being in winter, and we needed to look forward to a spring. And part of the prophecy, part of it being here, was knowing that there could be a spring, but we need to take action now. And I just think across culturally, all the things, even as silly as it might seem to some, but, you know, Game of Thrones being a big hit where they talk about winter, you know, winter is coming. Well, we're in winter. You know, all these signs, no matter, certainly in nature you see signs, but even in our cultural expression in the arts. So it just seems so right on. That's the power of this book.
And the timing of it as well. And based on what Rob just said, I just want to ask a question about the elders. What is the significance of Indigenous elders in the planetary culture? We're all human. Who are they? Were they like seers, or were they psychic or visionaries? What are the elders?
Yes, it's a very powerful term that's not used loosely with Indigenous people. So to be an Indigenous elder, first of all, one would never call themselves that. It's the community who would call them an elder. Because an elder is someone, Indigenous elder is someone who has been practicing, living, learning, you know, faltering, regaining step, continuing, and sharing the original wisdom, the original knowing of the connection to oneself, to other beings, including the earth and all the elements. So, and in each tradition, of course, there are very specifics about that, and I only know a few. I can't know all of them, but I just, it's my lifetime work. I just love it. And so when you're called an Indigenous elder, it means that you really are of the people. But this long wisdom from ancient wisdom right through the present, as well as the capacity for embracing and understanding when prophecy comes through, whether it comes through from the actual elder, or could come through from a child, or from a mountain, or from whatever it is, to be able to have that kind of relationship, because it's been really alive, kept alive in the presence of community.
You know, this really speaks, Anita, to what we believe and know in our heart of hearts, is that everything is alive and has an intelligence. The mountain, the trees, nature, it all speaks to us if we only learn how to listen. And I feel that the elders were listening and learning and growing and, yes, falling down and picking themselves up and learning from that, which brought forth a lot of the wisdom. Would that be accurate?
Yes, you are exactly accurate. And so the part that I want to link, since it's a very special kind of role, really important, and they exist, these elders, wisdom keepers of different traditions all over the world. So there's somewhere some people that we can tap into. But the other part that you're connecting is, I spoke of, is the connection to Earth. And the reality is all of us are wisdom keepers.
Yes.
But we need to remember. That's really it is. It's a remembering. It's not, you know, it's not about telling somebody. It's creating the conditions, which elders do very well, and nature does so perfectly, the conditions for us to then remember to tap into that wisdom that sits inside of each of us. Because in reality, anthropologically, all of us, every one of your listeners, every one of us are Indigenous, because we all come from the earth. We come from the stars, all those elements, and science tells us that now. But our elders have been telling that for many millennia to us about who we are and what we are. And so we need to pay close attention to how we treat our relations, both our two-legged as well as the earth and the water and all the different animals and beings.
Yeah. Well, so the story of the eagle hoop obviously is about the installation of the four gifts that you talk about in your book. And, of course, that's the title, The Four Sacred Gifts. Can you tell us quickly what the gifts are, and then we'll get into them later?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, so the four gifts that Spirit told the elders to put into the WHO for all of us are, first, the power to forgive the unforgivable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The second gift is the power of unity. Mm. The third gift is the power of healing. And the fourth gift is the power of hope in action. These four gifts, Spirit told those elders, use these. Use them all, use them daily, and you will remember, you will know how to improve your relationships, to be in right relationship with yourself, other human beings, nature, and earth.
Mm. Those are so beautiful, and we're going to get into those coming up. We're here today speaking with Anita Sanchez. Her wonderful book is The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. We have a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. You are listening to Conscious Talk.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, hey, we're so glad to have you on board learning along with us. And today, like every day, we have a special guest. And they're presenting, you know, work that they've been working on for years. Many of them have written books, actually most of them on this show. And we want you to take advantage of those resources. So every guest has a guest page on the show. So today, if you put Anita Sanchez or Dr. Anita Sanchez in the search engine, you're going to find her page. You will find a play button for the show so you can hear it over and over again. But more importantly, a link to her website and how to connect up with her work. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And her website is foursacredgifts.com. And as Rob said, don't worry to write it down. It will be on her page. And we are talking about the four sacred gifts here with Dr. Anita Sanchez. And Anita, you were telling us what the four gifts were. And if we just have a person or people tuning in, those four gifts are forgive the unforgivable. That's the power to forgive the unforgivable, the power to heal, the power of unity, and the power of hope in action. So let's start with the power to forgive the unforgivable. This is absolutely my favorite, partially because it is so challenging, but also because when we can reach that place in our being that we know that what unfolded before us was called forth by us in order to heal, and we can discover the gifts that are in it, we can forgive. At least that's our perspective. Can you comment on that?
Oh, I think you're exactly in alignment with what the elders and I go around teaching people. Because I think what happens is forgiveness, I usually like to tell people what forgiveness is not. I think that's why it makes it so difficult in part, because people have the wrong notion of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. They think forgiveness means a lack of confidence. Or forgiveness means you have to forget about the hurt or mistreatment. Mm-hmm. Or that forgiveness means that you avoid correcting systems or structures that are causing the hurts and mistreatment, mm-hmm. and many other things. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness means you can, forgiveness is really about loving oneself. Mm-hmm. That forgiveness is releasing ourselves from the prison, and it is absolutely a prison of what did or did not happen, or what you wish had happened, so that then you can truly be free and use your energy for what you want to create, rather than carrying along and using this against oneself. Mm-hmm. I think it was the president of South Africa who said, you know, it's forgiveness when, if you don't, it's like you think you're holding on to this pain. It's like taking a poison and thinking it's going to hurt what you call the enemy. It doesn't. And the reality is that as we truly love ourselves and use this gift of forgiveness, it shifts all kinds of things for us to be able to be available to truly, truly love ourselves and to truly understand the path of freedom for ourselves and for all those that we're related to.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting, and for my clients in my healing work that I do, I consider myself a digger. Mm-hmm. I dig for the truth beneath the illusion. In other words, the illusion of what we've been taught to believe, that life happens to us, that things are done to us instead of life is for us, and everything that unfolds in our life is for us, even though it comes disguised as a maybe a very traumatic event. And so what I like to do is help my clients learn to adopt a new perspective, but also to dig beneath their illusions, their beliefs about why this really happened and what really is there for them. What are the gifts available in the truth of it? And I think that's really what you just said, along with that, is what this prophecy aims at. There is total freedom in that.
Oh, absolutely. And I understand when people are in, when I am and have been, and maybe again in the future, in the depths of some pain, some hurt, that feels like it's almost unforgivable. It is really hard then to be reminded, as you're helping with your digging, your clients to understand a different way of looking at it. So, of course, I don't want anyone to endure some horrible pain, hurt, mistreatment. However, the post-traumatic growth, that hurt can be a catalyst for amazing truth and growth that can happen, and being able to be who you're meant to be in the world. And I understand this. In my early childhood, I endured sexual abuse from age 4 to 13, which should have been, which is more than enough for anyone to heal from and to forgive. But then, on top of it, my father was murdered. My father was also the perpetrator of my of the rapes and things. So, and then his murder was a racially motivated thing. So, and you just keep, I can keep adding on so many different things of racism and sexism, murder, all these different things. And yet, what I have found from using this gift and the other gifts, but particularly this gift, is that now, and for some time I've been in the place, is that gratitude for being alive, for recovering from the experiences I had and having now the compassion and wisdom, that I know now there is absolutely nothing that is unforgivable.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
that there is absolutely every reason to learn to remember how to be in love with oneself and our relations and our both two-legged and others. And that is where I want to put my energy, not in harboring resentment and anger, betrayal and all those things. And I don't say any of that lightly. It takes some work to get through that. However, this gift of forgiveness truly is a powerful gift.
And you help heal it for all your generations.
Yes.
Right.
Forward and backward.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, something that you just said really keyed something in me that I wanted to bring up. And I was going to bring it up later, but I think it applies to all of the gifts. We have a... These gifts are considered medicine in the indigenous concept of how our world operates, and so is the eagle hoop. I mean, it's holding these powerful medicines. So the indigenous concept of medicine is quite different from our Western conventional view, obviously. I guess one of the keys that you've said it a couple of times is it has to do with energy. Am I on the right track here?
You are definitely on the right track. So as growing up, my grandmother, who was Aztecan, who I got my initial training from, and then later from some other relatives, indigenous relatives, but I was always taught that we're energy. We have the capacity to be good medicine or bad medicine. There is nothing in between. And you get to choose in every moment to be good medicine or bad medicine. And that's to yourself as well as to others. And so it's a very different notion than thinking of the pharmacy. And I'm not at all telling people Western medicine's great. We all have been part of the creating of that, and it's important. But this kind of medicine is the kind of medicine that you get to decide, you know, are you going to create joy? Are you going to be caring, compassionate, in love, unconditional love to yourself, and all of those kinds of things to yourself and to others? Or are you going to think bad thoughts? Are you going to wish, you know, hurt and mistreatments to other? And the thing is, unless we forgive and that stuff is caught up in us, and this is what I knew for myself. And the funny thing is that for 40 some years, part of my work is doing diversity, training diversity, inclusion, engagement work all over the world, having people learn how to care about each other in the workplace, and create, co-create things. But when you're still harboring forgiveness, you're harboring hurts and not forgiving, if you fall into resentment and other things, then it is virtually you're never going to get to the place that's possible.
Yeah.
And so when you see that what the cost to you, not only spiritually and emotionally, psychologically, but physically, because we now know also that these a lot of how this bad medicine turns up, it turns up in the physical plane as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see that where it became a point in my later in my teens and early 20s when I realized, oh my gosh, I can't live a whole life being so angry and hurt from the injustices that have happened to me, mm-hmm. and not only to me, but to whole groups of people, indigenous people. And then it was a shift, and it's a shift, of course, that comes with the gifts as well as understanding, wait a minute, it's what you said earlier, both of you, that, you know, what has just taken place? What do I have to learn from this?
Mm.
What is the gift within this?
Mm.
What am I now capable of doing that I wouldn't have been capable mm-hmm. of doing at the level that I do?
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes me smile and happy, of course, when you said you could feel that energy.
Yes, it has shaped who you are today.
Yeah.
And it's horrific. And believe me, Anita, that sexual abuse is horrific. As horrific as that was, that has helped shape the work you do today, the passion that you bring to your work, and just the energy that you carry today, which is beautiful, healing. It is a light for all of us. And how can that be unforgivable?
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, here's a little hint. This may be one of the reasons that the elders are always laughing.
Yes,
you know,
they are
great teachers are always laughing. Well, hang on to that. We have a lot more to go with Dr. Anita Sanchez. We're talking about her book, The Four Sacred Gifts, and we'll be back after these messages.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising.
giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
And we're back, and thank you, folks, for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. And just want to draw your attention to our website, conscioustalk.net, and our events section. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Dr. Anita Sanchez. She wrote a wonderful book called The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. And obviously, the way that you come across, Anita, you've been living these gifts. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the power to forgive the unforgivable, and we wanted to talk a little more about the power to heal, which is the third powerful gift. You know, we have, you also mentioned the power of unity, but the power to heal, because we've sort of headed in that direction. Mm-hmm. Enlighten us a little bit about that one.
Yes. Well, yeah, we did begin talking about being good medicine or bad medicine. And this gift, basically good medicine, is anyone or anything that brings into alignment the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And so when we do that, we know we have this sense, even though there might still be challenges, there's a sense of well-being because it's all in alignment. Mm. And that's why this gift of healing is so important. As I was looking at healing processes that are very vast and different all over the world, I found four elements that seem to be present in pretty much all of the different healing parts that I would love to share with everyone.
Sure. Mm.
Yes, okay. Share.
So the four basic elements that I found is, one was listening, second was supportive relationships, the third was unconditional love, and the fourth was a commitment to creative, positive action, so forward momentum. Mm-hmm. And these four basic elements appear to be a part of the different healing methodologies that many of the different Indigenous elders that I studied were using.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Those are powerful.
Yeah, they are. And I want to let our listeners know, you actually have exercises in the books that illustrates how to, you know, get into these spaces and work with these gifts. And I also should mention that the second gift is the power of unity. We kind of skipped over and went to the power to heal. That really leads into healing. You have to understand that unity concept. And mm-hmm. you touched on it before, Anita, about, you know, we all come from the same material.
Yes,
so there is
do.
At least that
and
connection.
And you're already getting out in this interview, which is why I just really enjoy being with you both, is that we can talk about each of the gifts separately. Mm-hmm. In reality, the elders just laughed
Yeah.
Because when Spirit gave him those, he knew they were intimately interconnected.
Right.
Yes.
So in my forgiveness, it was really in unity that began to open up that possibility for me to forgive.
Yeah.
You know, in the healing is what allowed then the visions to come again of the hope in action. So they're very much interconnected. So the unity is a profound one because it's really talking about our worldview. Do you look at yourself as someone who's separate, alone, only an individual? Or do you see yourself as part of a whole, the hoop of life,
mm-hmm.
you know, the miracle of being here present as all of it, connected to all our relatives?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come from that viewpoint, that unity, then all these gifts you're just eager to pick up and use, particularly this one, because you realize it's an illusion of separateness
mm-hmm.
that we often suffer, that I suffered in struggling to get through the different healings that I needed to have happen and the forgiveness that I needed to do. And the creation that I wanted to create in the world was all blurry when I wasn't in this mindset of, oh my gosh, this is not a world of black. This is a world of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
There is enough
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah, it's a weave.
And yeah, and in fact, well, and I was thinking of the web of life, or more modernly, they call it the matrix of life.
Mm.
It is like if you touch a string of that web, it reverberates out to the whole. And that's the beauty of it. It is, and that is why it is so important, folks, that we are integrous as we can be to all of life, because we are not separate. Well, we're here with Anita Sanchez. We're back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
And we are back. And hey, if you just tuned in, this is Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And our website is conscioustalk.net. And we hope that you will take advantage of all the information that's there. It's a great resource for people who have been out there on the cutting edge, bringing us what we need to know in these days that, you know, in a lot of cases is exactly what we've always known, but we've buried it so deep that we haven't been operating on it. And today is one of those days. We're here with Dr. Anita Sanchez. We're talking about her book, The Four Sacred Gifts. It is the indigenous wisdom for modern times. And I just want to put out her website, which is forsacredgifts.com. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we are here with Dr. Anita Sanchez. And, you know, Anita, I think that in some regards there are probably millions of people out there that live in a constant state of hopelessness, although I think there's some people that are, but there are a lot of people that are losing hope on the planet. And one of the sacred gifts is the power of hope in action. So can you dive into that for us a little bit?
Absolutely. I love this. And as you bring that up, the first person I see is my Indigenous grandmother on my mother's side.
Mm.
And she taught us something very early that I'd like to share with you and your listeners, mm-hmm. which is, it had to do with the power of hope. But how we get that isn't always the way people think. I remember being five, and she took my two sisters and I, we were spending the night, and we went out very early in the morning. It was still dark before the sun rose. And we stood next to her garden with a sunflower plant. And as the sun rose, we stood looking the same way as the sunflower. And every hour that day, she would bring us back to the garden,
mm.
and we would stand in the position of the sunflower. Well, you could imagine what that meant in terms of mm-hmm. our bodies, our being quiet and listening to the sunflower mm. and being present. And there were so many great lessons that still to this day, when I hear the word hope, that it might be a stretch for some of your listeners, but what gave me is that, guess what? Every day is a new day.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. Gosh, I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm breathing. I'm mm-hmm. moving. I have work, or I have a child that I care for, or, you know, whatever it is. Just going through that, I have breath. And that sunflower taught me also about how you can continually turn for the light.
Yes.
And so what we do know that in the darkest dark, when the light comes through, it is bright. And I remember that as a five-year-old, my grandmother, who didn't even have an elementary education, was teaching me such profound things that have served me in my lifetime and my work and my being with my family.
Mm.
So this whole notion of hope, it's an energy source. Indigenous elders know this in the different traditions that it is something. It's not nothing. It is an actual source that allows us to move towards something that doesn't necessarily even exist, that in fact, lots of facts to the contrary said it may even be an impossible apparently. But what the reality is that once we tap into that infinite source of hope, which many of the things we have that exist today came from that place,
mm-hmm.
It pulls us. It pulls us towards creation of that. And so we're seeing different signs of the hope in action right now, today, and in the midst of some really difficult, challenging things. But that hope is there. We're seeing it in young people. We're seeing mm-hmm. it in adults. We're seeing people listening to the earth and say, okay, we need to change our ways. How might we do this? Incredible inventions, incredible communities coming together now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one of the things I was going to ask you is like how we see this in action, what it looks like. And I actually love that simple story you told about the sunflower because we are surrounded by the message constantly.
Yes.
And we're actually immersed in it. We're just not witnessing it. We're not looking at it. It's not in our, quote, consciousness. And that was one of the wonderful things about your book, Anita, is the way that you kind of brought all of that back down in a very down-to-earth way. This is not woo-woo. This is how the earth, the universe, everything works.
It reminds me, Anita, of looking at one of our trees that we have on our property that was like folded in and looked like it was you could have looked at it in a way like it wasn't doing very well when we had the very cold weather. We're set up here in Washington this year, having the warmest January on record and possibly in the top three of the coldest Februaries that we've ever experienced here. And that tree was just like, he was wilted way down. He was wilted. And I knew that he was going to come back. in the spring. I had that hope and that expectation. And he will. And that's sort of what we're talking about here. It is alive and well. We just don't take the time to notice it.
You so remind me right now of one of the elders from Alaska, Ilarion Merkulis. And he said such a beautiful, I'll quote him, I hope I quote him correctly. He said, "A human beings forgot how to be present when they invented time."
Mm-hmm.
And see, we just stayed present, but we get so caught in the hurried.
Yes.
And I know, like what you're talking about. And if you have that hope, if you visualize that and you care and we're all energy, it does have an impact. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. And now in science, heart math says within a 14-foot radius, we're changing each other's heart rate variability.
Yes.
We also are starting to get knowledge about even our conversation that we're having now. This is something that's going out to the listeners, too, because we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this hope is really a choice.
Mm-hmm.
We always have hope. We just get to choose whether to tap into it or to not. And that's the danger of doubt.
Yes.
We have to be really conscious when that doubt comes out.
Yeah.
Because we can get caught in that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think oftentimes our listeners may forget that as they're listening to this show, whether it's live or they're streaming it or it's podcast or they're getting into our archives, the energy that is coming through is this healing energy that is available to everyone. And what's beautiful about it, and you sort of said it when we first started talking before the show, Anita, is that it's going out to everyone. It's affecting everyone. It's like that web of life. And we are not being necessarily present to that healing energy to receive all the benefit that's coming out of it. And it's a great reminder for all of us that this is what is happening.
Well, the book is The Four Sacred Gifts. It's Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. It is by Dr. Anita L. Sanchez. And you can find out more by going to foursacredgifts.com. And, of course, you spell four, F-O-U-R. That's foursacredgifts.com.
And we just want to thank you so much, Anita, for your beautiful work that you are doing in the world and for this lovely book and all the energy and messages that are contained in it and the exercises that people can do. It is a book well worth reading and keeping. Can be like a Bible. You can pass it on to your children or loved ones because it's a great gift. And the gift was you here today with us, Anita. Thank you so very much. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food, due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. This is Conscious Talk, where 0 point is the point of it all.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.